You are tuned into Business Sense on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Well, 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 tonight's entrepreneur is not just in the business of travel. He is in the business of possibility. In a country as vast, diverse, and beautiful as South Africa, tourism has got so much more to do with just the destinations you get to. It's truly about perspective. It's about who gets to tell the story of our land, who gets to shape the experiences, and who gets to turn landscape into livelihoods. Dumisang Baseka Mayibi is one of those people, the kind of entrepreneur who didn't wait for permission. Mm-mm. He didn't inherit an empire, didn't even stumble into opportunity. He built it, kilometer by kilometer, client by client, dream by dream. As the founder of TPM Travel Enterprise, he is part of a new generation of African entrepreneurs redefining what tourism looks like. Not as a luxury for a few, but as access, storytelling, economic empowerment, and pride. He is building bridges between people and places, between vision and execution, between where we are and where we could be. Dumisang Baseka Mayibi. This is not just your interview, sir. This is your moment. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, ma'am.
How are you?
No, I'm good. And how are you?
I'm doing really well. Listen, Dumisang, your industry is under fire. I don't know if you heard. Okay, I don't know if you want me to call you Baseka or Dumisang. Please let me know.
No, you can call me Dumisang or okay. Baseka. It's just up to you.
Perfect. Just in December, a celebrity came out and said, Hi, Bo. Nangu, a lady is saying that she's liquidating her company and I can't go to my trip anymore after paying hundreds of thousands of rands. And people are just like, oh no, we're so sorry, you didn't know. This is what she does. Tell me how you still, and I know this is not a place to start the conversation. I'll come back to starting the conversation properly. But how are you keeping a cool head in an industry that is getting slaughtered bit by bit because people are losing confidence in you guys?
Ma'am, personally, I would say that it comes with the energy and the calling upon our lives as individuals.
That's so good.
Some of us started companies whereby we were actually called to them. We didn't just say we want to start a business and make money. So it goes much of the call.
Oh, Dumisang, that is so good. That is so good. And I want to hear more about this calling, right? But let's start from the very beginning. Before TPM Travel existed, who are you? What did your younger self think his life would look like at this point?
Yes, ma'am. I would say TPM Travel Enterprise. Where I didn't really expect it to come. For when I grew up, I wanted to be a soldier.
Okay.
But then I went to college, actually. So at college, there was this program called SCM. Whereby students used to meet for prayer. So I met a guy called Lenswete Bofotoro. And then he prophesied to my life that God says I must start a business.
Oh, okay.
Now my life changed. And if you look at my logo of TPM, it has 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9 and 10. So that's when now I really had to now take another turn of my life. And yeah, I started this company, TPM Travel Enterprise.
Were you not intimidated by the idea of entrepreneurship, or had you always been business-minded?
Yeah, I would say I grew up, my background, my grandparents were business people.
Uh-huh.
So I grew up actually in a house where I was raised by business people.
Yeah,
yes.
That makes sense. That makes sense. And what is the earliest memory you have of travel, movement, or curiosity about the world?
Oh, okay. Memories I had. I remember when I was still a young man at primary, my parents were studying at that overseas. So I got a chance to go to Holland. And again, when they came back home to South Africa, we used to travel a lot. So again, those are memories that made me actually say, no, let me go into also the travel business.
Interesting. And when that prophecy came, were you not shook? Were you not scared? Did it feel like God is expecting more from you than you can give?
Yes, truth be told, I was really expecting, I wasn't expecting this because now I was just a student. Actually, I grew up very naughty. So they sent me to this FET college whereby now I went there to study tourism and I wanted the easy road only to find out it's God's purpose. So again, that guy coming to me, not knowing him, telling me about my life, about everything, where I come from, and God, see if I start the business. So I was really shocked, to be honest. But as time went, I got to see now why I had to start this business.
And why is that?
Sorry?
Why did you have to start this business?
I had to start this business because of the call that I got upon my life. Remember, I just went to school.
Yeah.
Way out. Wanting an easy way out, only to find out it's God's purpose upon my life. So to be who I am today.
Yeah. And at the heart of purpose is really solving a problem, right? Whenever we talk about somebody having a purpose and living it out, we're essentially talking about the space in society that God has prepared for them to make an impact. And I'm curious, what problem in the tourism space are you called to solve, even if you didn't have the language then? But what has it been revealed to you to be today?
I would say honesty. And obviously doing our work like with great sense that we are working with people's lives, and also people should also trust in our brand, in our product. Since our industry, like you've been saying, people, they scam a lot of a lot of people. So what we came to solve is TPM Travel Enterprise. We really came now to be that group or that helping hand that people have been waiting for.
I love that. Was there a moment where you almost didn't continue this business? I'm thinking about the scariest moment, perhaps in starting or somewhere in between, where you're just like, oh, Lord, I thought I heard you, but did I really?
Yes, I would really say 2016. It's the year where, like, I really, really lost it. When I started this company, everything was going so smooth.
Okay.
I got work so easily.
Yeah,
I got contracts so easily. But because I started this company 2013.
Okay.
So 2016 came whereby I lost all my contracts, all of my cars.
What was happening?
No, you know this thing of, you know, you'll be working so hard and you hire someone, you trust that person.
Oh,
now you relaxed thinking that the business now is fine. So I became relaxed, truth be told. So I had to lose everything. So I, from 2016 until 2021, everything was like dead. I even had to go find a job and stuff. But 2021, now again, I started again till today. God has been doing wonders in the company.
That's an interesting time frame. 2021, we were still in the middle of COVID. Some countries were still locked down, or there was some restrictions. So how are you able to revive a travel company in COVID?
Yes, I won because of the mines. Like the mines were open. So when those managers came, they came to the mine. I had to now fetch them from the airport, transport them. So that's how we managed until today. Now we are doing packages also.
Let's talk about that evolution. Talk to us about how the business initially started, as in the services you were providing, because I'm hearing you talking about shuttle services to now having these travel packages. Talk to me about the evolution of TPM, and please go into great detail. Take your time. We're not in a rush.
Oh, thank you very much. Okay, how we started, whereby, like I said, it all started at a prayer meeting of students.
Yeah.
And then the guy who really prophesied me to start a business really also assisted me to start, whereby he was a taxi owner by then. So we had to buy, like, my family had to help me. And then we bought the first taxi, whereby I transported school children, also people knocking off late from malls. Also a meter taxi at Bloemfontein. And then, yes, years went, I got a contract for transport now at the mines. So that's the evolution of TPM. Yes, and again, now to be to where we are now, whereby now we have packages. Also, it took years, because I've been working with government only, whereby I would book only like accommodation, flights, shuttle service for government employees traveling around the country. So, and then a friend of mine, Pastor Freddy Mapale, also asked me that, no man, start with these packages and stuff. Also, I went to pray about it. And yeah, now we have packages. So basically, that's the evolution and where we are now.
You know what I find interesting about what you're saying? Yeah, we were only serving government. And in my mind, I'm like, government contracts are lucrative. What do you mean only?
Yes,
that's a nice pocket to be in, okay?
Yeah, no. Remember, government, like, they'll be having RFQs and stuff.
And so it takes time.
Yeah, it takes time. But I would say it taught me patience.
Yeah.
You know, you'll be waiting, say, no, we'll pay on Wednesday. Yeah. They like to say Wednesday comes Wednesday. So it also teaches one to be really, really humble and also to take things slow, because I grew up in this company. I mean, I started it when I was about 19, 20, somewhere. Actually, 21, not yeah. So imagine starting a company with those years, and then you experience money when you are still young. So it almost even destroyed me. Hence, I thank God every day for my setback in 2016. So government, it taught me patience. You understand, I'll be needing a lot of things. I'll be in deep trouble financially. But for me to be tendering in government really taught me patience. Also, like, mentally, physically, everything. And now I'm very patient.
I love that, because the next question I was really going to ask you is about who you had to become internally in order to lead this business externally. And maybe you can tell me some more. I know that patience is a big thing is a big thing you've had to become. And you reference prayer quite a lot. And I can tell that this is a business you are doing alongside God. So please tell us more about who you've had to become internally for you to be able to lead this business externally.
Yes, no, who I had to come, I would say, you know, if you look at a lot of stories in the Bible, you know, being called by God is both a blessing and a test. You understand? So to be honest, I thank God for all the tests. But I was telling someone yesterday that, you know, I don't know how did I reach, or how am I where I am now? I can't explain, because I'm just a little boy who has a problem in his early ages and stuff. But, you know, as time went, actually, I was again this arrogant and prideful guy. But, you know, God had to use the same company to humble me. He had to use a lot of people, you know, just to humble me. Actually, the I was struggling with pride, actually, you understand? Remember? Yeah, you know, starting a business.
Yeah.
at the early age and my friends are still studying, yes. Mena, I'm already yes. at the top.
Yes.
And then, you know, I really had to be humble.
Mm.
I really had to take everything step at a time, one step at a time.
Mm.
And I would say it's God who did it, because imagine now I didn't even finish at the college because I started the company.
Mm.
Now I lost everything. Now I have now to focus and, you know, believe God and trust in God that, you know, you are my only hope in this situation whereby I have this company and I am where I am because of you. So it's only you who can really make a change.
Mm. Sure.
Yes,
talk to me about these packages. What are these packages? Who are they for? What do they look like? If somebody's sitting there like, yeah, touring South Africa, please tell me more. Please give us a very much detail about these packages.
Okay, ma'am. We only started now in January with the packages.
Oh, this in January. This one.
Yes, yes. Okay. Just that our first package will be like on the 27th to the 29th of March.
Oh, lovely.
So we'll be touring at the Val, even though I know now Val is... I seen the news.
Yeah.
Things are not good there,
but
we are praying.
Mm.
Yeah, so our first package will be going to the Val Dam.
Mm.
So we'll be having people from the Northwest and Northern Cape, which is the areas we operate in for now.
Mm.
So we'll be having that package whereby people will be going like on that cruise, also safari, and again activity will be there. It will be also team building. So it's our first package actually that will happen in March. Hello.
Yeah, and what is the dream really when you think about packages? What is the dream? What do you want? What do you want people who aren't in South Africa to know about this country, and what do you want South Africans to realize and rediscover about their country?
Yes, no, my dream is to really, you know, take people who haven't experienced our beautiful country. Whereby I know other countries, they don't see the Big Five. And, you know, like people, things they see on TV, they should see them like in person. It should be a reality. Especially, you know, my focus for now, it's school children. Whereby, you know, I'm from a very small village and town.
Yeah.
Whereby I would like also people, you know, those children I know we read about. For an example, Big Hole at Kimberley, you know, so I believe that if they go to such place, they see it, they experience it, it will be much more better for them to write an exam at school. Even your Robben Island, most of children from my society, they haven't went there, you understand. But also to those who are at overseas, would really want to experience that, my dream is to see them come in here and also trusting and believing that they are in good hands when they are here and they are safe also and also, you know, just to network. I love meeting new people.
Mm-hmm.
I love, you know, I love to study more and know about their places and their cities. So even overseas people will be very happy, you know, we will be very happy to host them one day.
Yes.
And take them to places they've been reading about or seeing on TV.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Now, I do want, because I love making these entrepreneurship shows very practical, right? So I'm going to ask you three questions, but you can take them one by one by one. So the first one is about buying assets. So you didn't just buy a taxi because you wanted to drive around and loud music. It was an asset for you because it was a thing that was going to generate money for you. Talk to me about at 21, you're young. Yes, you did say your family came together to help you out. But I really do want you to talk to somebody who's thinking about getting into the transportation business and they want to know how they can go about, one, purchasing assets, which are cars, okay? Number two, your first clients, one of your first clients for the shuttle service was Mines. The truth is, to do business with B corporations, it's a huge process, right? It's a very difficult thing to get into. You need to be in their supply list, or you need to know somebody who can put in a good word for you. So talk to us practically about, and even if it is the power of your network, please be honest about that. And if there were other ways that you went about it, please tell us how somebody who's sitting at home and has the service or product that they want to put into these corporates can go about doing that. And thirdly, with government, because also with government, it's tricky. How were you able to partner with government in this moment for this package in order to deliver on your new service? So we'll take it one by one, the car or buying your first vehicle. We'll then go into entering corporations and then working with government.
Yes. All right, ma'am, about buying the car, somebody who wants to. You know, I would say not only the tourism business, but business as a whole. God gives you an idea, and sometimes it's an idea that is not, if you look it in with your own eye, it's something that it really doesn't make sense. You understand? So I would say if you see or you have a vision of starting something, go for it. Go for it, because it's God who gives us this mind to think of something. You understand? So if you want to buy a car, for maybe you want to start the transport business and you're dreaming it, it's in you, you have the energy, I think my word will, I'll just say, you know, just go for it. Yes. And then about the second question is how did we go about the mines and stuff? Now, I'll go to the first question also, how I got to the second one. We started first with the first car, and we did a good service. Good service, and, you know, honesty, and, you know, doing your things professionally really speaks.
That is so
Yes, for me to get into the mines, there was a lady, she passed on. I was at Bloemfontein as a student. So they came for an event called Makufe. You understand? So as they went to this Makufe event, they hired me. They didn't know I'm a travel agent. They just knew I'm a shuttle service, which is part of what I do. So I transported them the whole weekend. You know, I showed them Bloemfontein. I was patient. At night, they'll want to go where and where. I'll just, you know, I'll just give them a good service. You understand? So a time came whereby they needed now transport to transport employees at the mine. And then that lady put a good word for me. No, man, we have someone. We once went to Bloemfontein a few months back. I think if we give this guy this work, he'll do an excellent job for the ones we're having now. They are giving us problems. So I had to relocate from Bloemfontein now to Kuruman because of a good service and also because of, you know, God using somebody to acknowledge my services and also my, you know, my service actually.
That. And then getting into the mind, was that a difficult process, or did you know somebody in there who put in a good word? How did that work out?
Yeah, no, the lady who had transported at Bloemfontein for that event put a good word for me. That, no, man, we think this guy will do a really good job for.
Yeah,
so somebody had to put a word for me.
Yes. Oh, I love that. I love that. And after the one car, because I can imagine you don't have one car now. How did the funding for the rest of it go? Did you continue to garner those donations, or were you able to buy from the profit that you were making?
Yeah, some of them is the profit that I was making, but the others, you know, there's this programs at Northern Cape for the mine called Bunzimela.
Okay.
You know, it's just supporting programs. So also CEDA. Okay, I haven't really got anything from them, but I'm trying, like all these funding companies, your NYDA, CDAMS, I'm trying also to work with them, but for now it's only the mines who helped me with funding and programs. Yes.
Yeah. And please talk about, because a lot of people want funding, they want to be put in retailers, and they don't realize that you have to be in order, compliance, this, that, and the other. Talk to us about the realities of that, right? What do you need to have in order so that these programs and these different organizations can see you as worthy of funding or worthy of doing business with you?
Yes. No, I'll say, like, what's important is how you use the little money that you have. I would say it's one of the key roles, and also I would say compliance. Like, you cannot apply for a funding, or you cannot apply for help or ask for help, or else your papers are not compliant, from the SARS to, you know, your quota and all the documentation. So again, also what's very important is you must always, as a business person, make sure that you are compliant. Yeah, compliance comes first. And then also, in order for you to get funding from different different client people, also how you run your business is very, very important. Yes, we need to try to be professional. Actually, we mustn't try. We must be.
It's non-negotiable.
Yes, you understand. Yeah, we need. We really need to be professional at all times. Yes, I know we won't be that, but we shouldn't focus on negativity. We must always say we are professionals, and also we must open a room for you know, for advice. You know, I have a lot of mentors whereby they still advise me even now. You understand? So also have a room for advice from different people who's been where you are. Yes, yes. But again, also, the documentations that are very important when it comes to funding. Also your financial statements. Yeah, you must always make sure they are up to date, and you know, your financials actually is very crucial. And also, like, your statement, why do you need this?
Yeah.
Why must we fund you with this? What are you going to do with it? Because people tend to want things from government, from the mines, from big businesses, but they really don't know what are they going to do with that specific funding, or that specific car or a machine. Yes, ma'am.
Tell me, what did you underestimate about entrepreneurship? And when you got in, you're like, yo, Gandhi.
It was time. Yeah, yeah, I've got to realize that time is very important when it comes to entrepreneurship. You know, like, I can leave my house and just, you know, go to any supply chain government office and just to go and market myself. Or I can just sit and nobody knows about me. You understand? So I believe that time is very, very important in the business world. If we can master that, you know, this minute that I'm here talking to you, you know, somebody's listening out there. If I did not make time and I'm watching TV or I'm doing whatever this time, I would have missed this opportunity. Yeah, so time is very, very important in entrepreneurship.
I love that you're saying that. I remember when I was branching out into business full time, a former colleague of mine said, I know you're running an online business, but please, sometimes leave your house and go and work at a coffee shop. Come here to Rosebank. Go to Sandton. Let people see you. Let people talk to you. Talk to random people about your business. It can't just be all online. And I wish I could tell you that I listened, but hey, that's a story for another day. But I'd hear about me. But what did you overestimate about entrepreneurship and you were shocked at the actual reality?
You know, when you start a company, it's so easy for you to just make papers and stuff, but a company, and you know, you are chasing something that you know of, but that you are not there yet. You understand? So it's called patience. I underestimated to be patient. You understand? because you'll be planning everything that, you know, in the next coming 5 years, I would be where, yeah. only to find out God has another plan.
Yeah.
So, you know, I thought that everything will come easy.
Mm.
But to be honest, it's not. It only needs time. And we shouldn't give up, you understand? Mm. We must be very patient.
Mm.
Yes, the dream is there. Yes, the energy is there, everything. But patience, it's very, very important,
mm.
which I underestimated myself. Mm. I thought, you know, I'm starting this company. In the next 5 years, I'll be a billionaire.
Of course. That's why we all start these companies. What do you mean?
Yes, but in reality, yeah. you know, yeah. in reality, you will achieve those
yeah.
things, but also we must practice to be patient. Because
sure.
a lot of people, I see somebody, I would like to make an example.
Mm.
Somebody will be having a career, you know,
mm.
and also having this zeal to start a company.
Mm.
And then, you know, the person comes to business and then not having now the patience,
mm.
takes all the packages of that work, put into the company,
mm.
you understand?
Mm.
And whereby now when things, they don't run the way he or she expected,
mm.
It becomes a problem. Somebody will now leave the dream and go back to market for work.
Yes.
Only to find out, had he just been a little bit patient. Because
yeah.
these things, they take years and years and years. But eventually, if you are patient, you will reach
mm.
your dream.
Mm.
Yes.
Talk to me about your relationship with money now. I knew in the beginning you were like unstoppable.
Sorry?
Can't touch this. In the beginning you were can't touch this. Oh, tell me about your relationship
yeah.
with money now. How has that evolved?
You know, it has really shaped and changed me.
Because,
you know, when I started this company, like I said, everything was going smooth.
Yeah.
Now I also blew everything. I started to live a reckless life,
mm.
forgetting that, you know, I need to save for tomorrow, you understand?
Mm.
I need also to think for 5 years, 10 years from now.
Mm.
So whereby one becomes so relaxed that now I have a contract where and where,
mm.
you understand? So you start now to lose it as a young man,
mm.
you understand? Only to find out that, you know, money has its own language, you understand,
mm.
has its own things that comes with it, you understand. So you, as a person, you really need to, you know, master that, because it really, I tell people, money really shows or takes out the real you as a
yeah.
human being.
Yeah.
You understand? If you are a killer, you'll kill more people. You understand? If you are a giver, and if you are really somebody who's passionate about helping the needy,
mm.
when money comes, it will take that
naturally.
Off out of you. You understand?
Mm.
So it's very important to have a good relationship with money and also yourself, you understand? Because
mm.
when money comes, it needs to find you ready for it.
Mm.
You understand? It needs you to find you well in your spirit, mm. and the real you, you understand? If you are struggling with alcohol and money comes,
oh man,
it can destroy you. You understand?
Oof.
So it takes a lot of time. It takes,
mm.
you know, God's grace. You know, business nice, it's only by it's mm. God's grace.
Honestly.
It needs also for you to see God's face, that, you know, God, I give this unto you,
mm.
alone I'm nothing.
Mm.
But yes, yes, ma'am.
You said something I've never heard before. Money has its own language. Can you elaborate
yes.
on that? What is this language? And how do we master speaking it?
You know, I would say before money comes,
mm.
before, you know, the business reaches its highest levels, you need, like I've been saying, you need to understand who you are.
Yeah.
You need to find yourself. It shouldn't find you still struggling with, you know, if you are a womanizer, you'll have a million of them.
Mm.
You understand? So it needs you to now think out of the box that, you know, now I'm going to have this tool
mm.
that can make things fast.
Mm.
You understand? So like I've been saying now, it has its language, whereby be ready for it and also try and, you know, things, your weaknesses, try and, you know, master them before money comes.
Mm.
Yes, yes.
Got you. If TPM Travel Enterprise disappeared tomorrow, Paseka, what would still remain inside you that no one can take away?
It's God's promise. If TPM fades away tomorrow morning, one thing that I'll be glad and that I'll rejoice in is that, you know, God's promises came to pass.
Mm.
You understand? Because remember, I wanted to be a soldier. Yeah. I never wanted to see myself where I am now. But if it fades away, I'll say, you are faithful, oh God. Mm. I really saw your promises. You said I should go this direction. I went through this direction. And it got to, you know, to change some bad things in my life. So if it fades away, I'll say, no, God, you are faithful. Yes, yes.
I would love for you to speak to somebody who's wrestling with the idea of purpose and things going smoothly. Perhaps they answered the call, or at least what they believe was God telling them they should do. But it's difficult. It's not as smooth as you're saying. And I've heard many stories of people say, I knew it was God because on the first day we had 3,000 orders. I made my million in 6 months and that is how I knew. And for some people, the experience is not like that. It's really a Gethsemane journey where they are sweating blood, but it's still God's promise. Where they are being persecuted, thrown into jail like Paul, but it's still purpose. So what do you have to say to somebody who's saying, I'm not sharing in your experience of smoothness and joy and promises kept. It doesn't feel like God is keeping his promise right now because it is difficult.
You know, ma'am, what comes easily goes away easily.
Mm.
You understand? Mm. So what I'll say is that if somebody is going through that, I would like to say, trust the process.
Mm.
Trust the God who put you there.
Mm.
You understand? Because myself, it started smooth. And then I started to be relaxed and stuff. Then I lost everything. Imagine I had to return some of my taxis back to the dealerships.
Oh,
some had to be repossessed, you know, from living a high life to walking.
Mm.
Sometimes I'll just need toiletry. So I'll say to somebody who's there, you know, who's having this call, that, you know, just be patient and also trust and believe. You know, business is all about a journey of faith. You know, it's like you're starting, you know, it's like you are a farmer, you are planting something.
Yeah.
You need to throw the seed, water the seed, you know.
Trusting that there will believing. Be rain. Yeah, and sun.
You see?
Oh.
You see? Yes. So to that person who's there right now, I'm saying, no, don't give up. Mm. Don't ever give up. It's not easy. Yes, but you know, trust the process. Trust the God of the process.
That is so good.
Yes.
Oh, that is so good. There is something I wanted. Okay, I remember now. 5 years, Dumisang, 2016 to 2021 is 5 years of struggle.
Yes.
Of not being able to live the lavish life you once lived. That must have been very, very difficult. And I don't want to dwell. Maybe let's actually talk about how you maintained perspective, how you still trusted in the God of the process in that time. And when you're done with that, we can talk about what it took to then rebuild, the steps you took to rebuild what you are now experiencing, which is a restoration and a profitable business.
I would say, ma'am, you know, me going through that difficult time, it wasn't nice at all, because now I got to see like my real friends, which by I think I only have two.
Oh.
And though the time I was high, I had millions of friends everywhere around the country. You understand? But a time came where I lost everything, and only two people were there for me as friends besides my family. So you know, sometimes God makes you lose everything, just like Job, you understand. So I ended up in a situation whereby now I was alone. You understand, I was really now going through the wilderness alone. I would call people, I used to call friends, some will just pass me by, not giving me a left, knowing we are going towards the same direction.
Yo.
You understand? So it was a very painful process, whereby now God had to reveal to me who's there for me. And also in that process, it's whereby I've learned, you know, I had to lose the pride I had. You know, I was a very prideful somebody, you know, just, you know, now I have to now, you know, be with the people that I used to look down upon.
Mm.
You understand? So in the process whereby there's nothing, it's where now God shapes you to become a better version of yourself.
Mm.
Yes. So, yeah.
Sure.
I think I'll end there, but yeah. I have a lot to say about this area whereby everything is dry, you understand?
Mm.
A dry season prepares you for now a good season whereby everything is in abundance. Had I not failed, I don't think I could have been alive today because of I was living this.
Yo.
I'm a biker, by the way.
Oh. So when are you like living on the edge?
Yeah. So, you know, I'll get drunk at clubs at night, you know, go on a bike, you know, fast life, basica. You understand?
Mm.
So now everything had to go away. I had to lose my bikes, I had to lose money.
Mm.
I had now to learn to say please. I had to learn to say sorry.
Mm.
You know, again, when I was finding life, I had a lot of people with my actions, with my words, you understand?
Mm.
So I had to learn to be humble. In the process, you understand. So humbleness is very important, and today's opening doors for me.
Oh,
humbleness.
Oh, wow. Steps to rebuild. What was the first, second, and third thing you did practically to get yourself back into business?
Okay, what I did, I had, because I had problems also like with my financials, the you know, my returns and stuff.
Yeah.
I had to start there, you know, with the little that I had from the job that I was working.
Mm.
I had now, you know, to take money and solve those financials, those tax problems, you understand?
Mm.
So, yes, ma'am.
Sure.
And then, yeah.
And how did you gain the confidence then that you can still do this? You are right, because I think when a business fails or when you fail, you start to believe, who did I think I was, actually? Who did I really think I was? How did you regain that confidence? Was it because of that promise that God made and that prophecy over your life? Is that what got you back in the saddle?
Yes, ma'am. You know, I think I should read this this verse. Mm. If people look at my logo and, you know, I have a Bible verse on it.
Yeah.
So it will answer the question.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's 2 Corinthians chapter 12.
Mm.
Hello?
I'm still here. Sorry, I dropped the studio Bible, but I'm still here.
Oh, okay. yes, ma'am. Verse 9 to 10. Okay. That talks about, you know, God's grace.
Mm.
You understand?
Mm.
Yes, ma'am. And then it says, but he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. The time I lost everything, I was in my lowest, I was like at my weakest.
Yeah.
You understand? This guy who used to be very arrogant, you know, this guy who used to not care even for elders or just talk there, want to talk, because I thought that, you know, I have everything.
Yeah.
Yes. So it says that, his power is made perfect in weakness.
Mm.
Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weakness, so that Christ's power may rest on me.
Mm.
You understand?
Yeah.
So also I got a time now to reflect about myself, about my calling as an individual, as who I am in the body of Christ.
Mm.
So, like, when I'm weak, you know, he is strong, you understand? So, I really got now to understand this verse, which has been there all along, all these years, even when I was prideful and boastful about, you know, making it as a young boy, you understand? So, I would say that to answer your question, it's this verse, that really kept me going all this time till now, now, now.
Yeah. What a story. What a journey. You know, and I think I can safely say that we didn't, with you, we didn't just have a conversation with the business owner. We really met a builder, a man who trusts in God fully, who turned vision into vehicles, you know, dreams into destinations, which is what you're venturing into now. And your courage, man, your courage, and not your courage in what you can do or what you can build, but in what God can do through you, in your feebleness, in your weakness, what he can do to advance his kingdom. So thank you so much. Thank you for really showing us what is possible, for the words you speak, the life you lead, for coming back and showing us that it is worth fighting for. If God said it, if God commissioned you, it's worth coming back, dying to yourself and fighting for. So God bless you and everything that you are going to do from henceforth. I know that you have big ideals, not just for your business and for the economy, but for the African child, for the South African who needs to still explore and see and be everything that God called them to be. So I really appreciate you coming through. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, ma'am, for this wonderful time.
How do people get a hold of you if they want to use your shuttle services?
Yes, ma'am. We have a website. Mm-hmm. You can just go on, you can just say TPM Travel Enterprise. Mm-hmm. Also on Facebook, we do have a page, a Facebook page, also TPM Travel Enterprises. Yeah. And Instagram, we are also there. And again, we via cell phone also, I have numbers that they can reach me on, which is, can I say them?
Yes, you may.
Okay, it's 076-1712-036.
Again, please.
076-1712-036.
Love it. That is,
yes.
Do me some.
And then our email.
Go ahead.
Yes, so then our email is enterprise.tpm@gmail.com.
enterprise.tpm@gmail.com. Everybody, Dumisang Baseka Mayibi of TPM Travel Enterprise. Thank you so, so much. And all the best for 2026, especially with that new service offering.
Thank you very much, ma'am. We really appreciate this opportunity.
Yeah.
Keep on doing the good work. God also bless you and the rest of your team and the rest of the world.
Thank you. Cheers, Paseka.
Thank you very much.
And with that, I am Nompumelelo Mbonane, and I hope you have made sense of your business. Fresh mercies tomorrow. Ciao for now.
Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.